Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today is a most amazing story. It might be called a Yom Kippur story, but it's a beautiful story and a beautiful lesson for any time of the year. Once there was a young man, about 30 years old, and he was very troubled. Unfortunately, lo aleinu, it shouldn't happen to any of us. He had been left an orphan at age 5. And his mother had been sick for a year or so before she passed away. And this young man, we'll call him Joe, was very bitter and angry because as a child, he blamed his mother for leaving him alone. Of course, I'm sure somebody took care of him, but it wasn't the same as his mother. And even though as he grew older, he understood it wasn't his mother's fault, but still, he was filled with resentment towards her. The years passed. Joe became completely separated from Judaism, from Torah and mitzvahs. His mother had been quite observant. So therefore, he sort of felt he's getting back at her for abandoning him by not keeping Torah and mitzvahs. One day, he got an idea. He decided he would go to the Lubavitcher Rebbe. Now, why exactly he had this idea, what he thought would come out from it, he didn't really know, but his mother had mentioned the Rebbe a number of times. Maybe he really wanted to make trouble. Maybe he was curious. Maybe he was bored. But for whatever reason, he decided he's going to go to the Rebbe's headquarters. Now, he had heard that individual visits the Rebbe has twice a week and only at night. So he figured, fine. He took a taxi from where he lived, somewhere in the New York area, to Brooklyn, to 770 Eastern Parkway. And he entered the shul. It was probably 11 o'clock at night or so, just guessing. But the place was quite busy. There were many young men who were students, who were learning or fabranging, you know, getting together, walking around. They were very friendly. Off to one side, there was a study hall, a base medrash, and people were attending to their whatever business they had. There was also an office, and he couldn't see into the office, but he could see that there were people lined up outside of his office. He figured that was the Rebbe's office. So one of the young students approached him and introduced himself. "Can I help you?" he said. Obviously, Joe was not a regular visitor at 770 Eastern Parkway, and he was offering in a friendly way. Joe said two words, "Lubavitcher Rebbe." Okay, the young man pointed to where there was a line of people waiting to get into the Rebbe's office, and he said, "That's where people are lining up for yechidus, for a private audience with the Rebbe. The Rebbe's inside the office." The young man said to Joe, "They're waiting for a chance to talk alone with the Rebbe. Some people have been waiting for their turn for months. They asked for months ago, could they have a turn? Some people less. But all these people made appointments and they're waiting." Joe went over to the line, watched for a couple minutes, and then he went to the first person in line, tapped him on the shoulder and whispered, "Excuse me, I have something very, very urgent, really urgent, but I have to catch a plane after that. Please, it's really important. It will only take a minute, maybe even less than a minute. Can I go in front of you?" Well, the man hesitated for a minute, looked at Joe. He said, "Okay, what can I say? You have an emergency? Go in front of me." Just at that moment, one of the Rebbe's secretaries, Rabbi Label Groner, Olav Shalom, entered the hallway and saw exactly what was happening, that Joe was cutting in line, not with permission, no appointment. Rabbi Groner quickly moved to remove him from the line, but at that exact moment, the Rebbe's door opened, someone came out, respectfully backing out, is the way that a person leaves the Rebbe's office. He looked like maybe he had been crying inside. And Joe came into the office. Rabbi Groner tried to pull him back out of the office because he didn't have permission to be there. He had just cut into line, just like that. But at that moment, the Rebbe signaled to Rabbi Groner to leave Joe alone, and the Rebbe brought him into his office. Joe sat in the chair next to the Rebbe's desk, and said nothing. He just stared at the Rebbe. Maybe he was just trying to be defiant. Maybe he was curious, but he was quiet. He planned, I'm going to make the Rebbe talk first. The Rebbe looked at him for a few seconds and then said, I know you. Joe pointed to himself, shrugged his shoulders, and said, what, me? No, you don't know me. The Rebbe continued, yes, I received a letter some years ago. No, not from me, Joe said. About you, the Rebbe said. A letter about me? Joe said. Who would write a letter to you about me? The Rebbe stood up, pulled the letter out of one of the cabinets, sat down and put on on the table. It's from your mother, the Rebbe said. Joe was shocked. He could see that it was an old handwritten letter, looked closer, and he saw that, it was his mother's handwriting. She wrote to me 25 years ago, the Rebbe said. She said in her letter that she was about to pass away, and she requested that I should daven for you. Here, you can read the letter. The Rebbe turned the letter towards Joe, but the Rebbe kept his hand on the letter. The letter was clearly stained with tears. Joe read the letter, and it was just like the Rebbe said. His mother had not simply left him. Her last thoughts in this world were of him, of Joe. He began to cry. He couldn't believe it. His head was spinning. He had been wrong all these years. There was really no reason to resent his mother. She had really tried her best to provide for him. He was too surprised and too shocked for anything. Rebbe, he finally said, can I please have this letter? Please, it's from my mother. No, the Rebbe took the letter back and said, I can give you a copy of it, but the letter was written to me and it must stay with me. But it's my mother, Joe said, not understanding why the Rebbe wouldn't just give it to him. Why not? Why can't you give it to me? The Rebbe answered, every year, just before Yom Kippur, I gather all the students in my yeshiva, several hundred young men, and I give them a blessing as if they were my own children. So what? Said Joe. Why do you need the letter? The Rebbe continued, before I bless the students, first I read that letter from your mother. What the Rebbe meant to say was that this letter was such an inspiration where the person was asking to please bless her child. She has to pass away from this world. Her child is going to be alone, starting at 5 years old. Would the Rebbe please take care of this child? And so too, the Rebbe considered each and every one of the students, and in a sense, all of us, to be his children. The leader of the generation is like the father of the generation. And this is the concern that the Rebbe had, not only for the students of the yeshiva, but for all Jewish people. And truthfully, not only had, but has. As we know, that tzaddikim, as the Talmud says, tzaddik lo meis, that spiritually the Rebbe remains concerned for his flock, and each and every person, whether it's close to Yom Kippur or it's any other time of the year, cares very much about each and every Jewish person. Of course, all blessings come from Hashem. They all come from God. But the Rebbe has, like every tzaddik, like Moshe, like David HaMelech, like all great tzaddikim, has a special ability to channel those brachas, those blessings, to each and every person. And therefore, each person can take advantage of this by doing exactly what Joe's mother did, by writing a letter and sending it to the Rebbe, or in our days, to the oil, to the great place of the Rebbe, to the resting place of the Rebbe, where that letter can be placed or read. And it's something which can be very helpful to all of us in order to receive more and more of Hashem's blessings in whatever we need. Now, what about an ordinary Jew? Can an ordinary Jew give a blessing? Of course. Each of us can give a blessing as well, and we should give blessings very, very often, whenever we can. But nevertheless, there's something special about the blessing of a tzaddik, especially a leader of a generation. May all of these blessings come true immediately for you and for me and for all of us, for our brothers and sisters in the land of Israel, and may Mashiach come immediately, if not sooner. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More. Just to remind everybody that our most powerful weapons are learning Torah and doing mitzvahs. And therefore, let us all increase in Torah and mitzvahs for the sake of our brothers and sisters in Israel and for all of us. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More.